Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to A Better You podcast. I am your host, Fernanda Ramirez, and welcome back to this podcast. I'm so excited to have you here, and I'm actually extremely excited for today's episode because I haven't given you guys a one-on-one update in what feels like a really long time. But before we get into it, if this is your first time hearing my voice, seeing my face, whatever platform you're watching this on, if this is your first time here, this podcast is all about becoming the best version of yourself. It is about the wellness, the self-improvement, the self-help, the reflection, the food for thought sometimes, the girly talk, all of the above. I will be your internet big sister. So make sure you subscribe and follow along if you haven't already, or follow this podcast, or remember to give it a 5-star rating or whatever you choose. But anyways, if you already are and you are a member of A Better You, you're actually a part of the A Better Us squad. I feel like we need a proper name for that. But anyways, we have so much that has happened since the last time I sat down and talked to you guys. And there's also so much to come. So I feel like I have a lot to recap. I have a lot to talk about. This episode is also a very exciting one because although I love getting deep, I love the intricate topics and reflecting and topics that are interesting to me and I think are interesting for you guys and require me to do some research and whatever. Those are some of my favorite things to film and they are very fulfilling. It's also fun to just kind of let loose and have a little fun episode where we just talk about fun things and things that we want to romanticize and things that we like. And I know that that is some of your favorite episodes. So for that reason, in today's episode, we are talking about the ultimate fall guide. Okay, this is going to be your fall tutorial. Like, I know it's already the second week of October, but fall goes on for a while, okay? And you guys are probably already in the fall mood. So if you're not, this is going to be like the save it before it's too late. Make sure that you romanticize it while it lasts, because we still got all of October, we still got Halloween. If you celebrate, we've still got all of November. And if you're in Australia and it's summer for you, or you're just on that side of the world, y'all are living your best life in the sun. Remember to wear sunscreen. As for us over here, it's fall, and fall is actually one of my favorite seasons for many reasons. Starting with the fact that it is the perfect weather where you can wear t-shirts without a jacket, which is my favorite thing ever. Fashion is better. I feel like you can wear sweaters, you can wear Uggs and boots and pointed toes and warm colors. It's just so cozy. Like, I'm obsessed. Also, I feel like the food sometimes is better. Like, you can snuggle up, get cozy, have a little chai, have a little apple cider, have a little hot chocolate, maybe you're having soup, maybe you're having warm pastries. Like, it is just the vibe for eating. And also, oh my god, we can't forget about all the spiced things. And if you're from Canada, it was actually Canadian Thanksgiving yesterday, so Thanksgiving food is a whole other thing that I am obsessed with. And I guess if you're American, it's in November, which is also kind of fall. And then for me, a huge one, obvi, it's that it's my birthday. And if you follow me on any platform, you're probably like, why do I know this girl's birthday already? Because I feel like I talk about the fact that I'm a Libra and that it's my birthday so often, and I hate to be that person. But at the same time, not really, because I love birthdays. Next week, I'm actually going to have a birthday episode because my birthday is this Saturday. I guess we'll talk more about birthdays when that episode comes. But I just have to say, the reason why I love birthdays so much isn't even necessarily because I feel like you would assume the reason why people love their birthday so much is because it's kind of like a self-centered, everything's about you situation where like you get all the attention and blah, blah, blah. I mean, obviously that's great and all, but I feel like the reason why I love my birthday so much is because it is such a good excuse to throw a party and to make a celebration with all your friends. I grew up having birthday parties every single year, so I feel like the connection I have with my birthday means big party, fun, friends, good times. So like, I'm just excited for planning the birthdays. And ever since I was 15, I met one of my best friends and her birthday is the day before mine. So for the past like literally like 7 years, we've had conjoined birthdays, or she gets the second week of October and I get the third week or whatever. Usually it's just a big birthday month for all my friends and it's just so much fun. And I have so many memories attached to that. So that is why I'm excited. And also just because I just love the month of October. I feel like it's such a Halloween vibe and there's fall weather and there's fall movies and fall scents and fall music. And in today's episode, I'm going to give you the ultimate guide on everything that you need to know for fall, whether that be trends, whether that be ideas on how to romanticize this season, even just some inspiration, some fall bucket list ideas. Before we go into all of that, let me tell you guys, I just came back from Paris for Paris Fashion Week, kind of. And I actually did a full episode with my friend Trinity Tondelier. She's the host of the Wellness Cafe podcast. So it's really fun going together because I feel like we relate on a lot of things. We do the same type of content creation. Anyways, we filmed an episode while we were in Paris for her podcast where we recap how the trip went for us. So I highly recommend listening to that episode because we really go into depth on how the Paris trip went. And it's just honestly a really funny episode. I feel like obviously me being a solo podcaster, a lot of my podcasts are more of like advice because I'm talking to you guys. Whereas when it's a podcast with someone else, it's more of you guys just listening to our conversation, which obviously if you're a listener of my podcast, you don't normally get to see, I guess, that side of me where it kind of feels like I'm just with a friend and you're just observing. So anyways, it was really fun to film that. It was like totally unstructured or unscripted and we're just like going off of each other and like kind of giggling the whole time. And I even listened to it myself. Like I was there and I listened to it myself and I was giggling. So anyways, that was super fun. But to give you guys the quick little recap or some highs and some lows of how the trip went, which honestly, there was no lows. I feel like there's been a lot of trips I've been on in the past where I come home and I have like something to say or like, oh, it was fun, but this happened. And I feel like for this trip, honestly, I just had a really good time. Like I didn't really have any like low points. I feel like going with another content creator is really helpful, obviously, because you get so much content and it's completely different than like, for example, when I went to Costa Rica with my school friends that don't do social media. That one is a very live in the moment type of vibe. But then sometimes I regret that I got literally no content. Whereas when I go with my social media friends, we get so much content, which feels really fulfilling for our job. But sometimes I'm like, okay, I wish that we were more in the moment, but I feel like we did a pretty good job this trip. Anyways, this trip was meant to be a Paris Fashion Week trip and step our foot in the door of Fashion Weeks in Europe. To be honest, we had a lot of events lined up before we went, which is actually surprising because we booked our ticket like the week before and you should be doing it like way in advance. So we came kind of last minute, and though we still had events to go to, once we were there, we were so happy to be in Paris that I swear we missed half of our events, which was honestly kind of sabotage in terms of work. But I also have no complaints because I feel like we really lived in the moment and we didn't let work stop us from just enjoying being in Paris, because I haven't been to Paris since I was like 17. We did go to a runway show and a few gifting suites, which is when you go to a little room and they gift you clothes from the brands. So that was really fun. We did have to buy another suitcase and I swear we paid like $300 each on overweight baggage. So that was a flop. I ate so much good food. I got to walk around in the Parisian cities. I honestly found it very clean. I feel like people always say that like Paris is kind of dirty. I mean, obviously I know it depends on where you go, but overall where I went, I felt like it was very clean. I felt very safe. I went to a few restaurants. I went to a few clubs, which was fun. And oh my God, guys, I met so many of you guys, like so many fans that watch my YouTube videos and podcast came up to me and said hello. And someone even wrote me a letter, which just made my heart pitter patter, to be honest. And someone was like, no, you have a really big fan base in Paris. And that was just like crazy to hear. So that really made my day, trip, year, life. Like I was just so happy. I even met some of you guys while we were clubbing. Like it was just so fun. One thing that was definitely not ideal is the fact that there is like a bed bug outbreak in Paris right now, which is literally traumatizing. And I do not have them, thank God. I don't think I brought them with me. I literally came home from the trip and did not open my suitcase suitcase for like 2 days and then shoved everything in the washing machine. And I haven't seen any traces of bed bugs. So I'm just praying that they did not come with me, which, to be honest, we only heard about the bed bug fiasco like the last few days we were there. So thank God we don't have them. I pray. Paris was amazing. It was super fun. October's been good. I've been very busy. I've been posting a whole lot on Snapchat and on TikTok, which has been really fun for me. I feel like it's always fun when you are a content creator and you learn or figure out or just like stumble across a new way to create content. And then you get very inspired and you're like, oh my God, this is so fun. And then you remember why you love creating content so much. So I've been having a lot of fun with those platforms. I still need to get my Paris vlog up, which is hurting my brain a little bit because I know you guys are asking and asking, and it's just like, I've been so busy, which is, I know for you guys, you just are on the other screen thinking like, why isn't this video up yet? But when I'm busy in my real life, it's hard to edit and then get it up because it's so time consuming. One more thing I forgot to tell you guys, I'm super excited because tomorrow I'm hosting my first ever workout class in collaboration with House Concepts. If you're unfamiliar with everything I just said, House Concepts is basically a gym like Equinox or like Aloe here in Vancouver, and they asked me to do their smoothie of the month for October because it's my birthday month. So I have a smoothie going on right now called Fernanda's Pumpkin Spice, and it's just a pumpkin inspired drink. I filmed the behind the scenes of me making this drink on my YouTube channel. I don't really get commission from it. It was just like fun little collab because I love House Concepts and I've actually worked out there religiously for the past like 3 years. So it's just a fun opportunity, and it's really exciting because tomorrow we've set up a workout class where literally I think like 40 of you have signed up for them, I think. So I'm gonna meet a bunch of people that watch me, I guess, on my platforms from Vancouver. So if you are from Vancouver and you didn't get the chance to sign up for the workout, if you want, pop by the House Concepts gym, any class you do, or you don't even have to do a class, you can just go and buy a smoothie and you can try the smoothie for yourself. It's super aesthetic, it's super cute, and I have a cute little pink logo that says Fernanda's Pumpkin Spice on it. So if you guys want to take a picture and tag me in it, I will repost it on my story and you guys can put it in your little photo dumps because it's cute and aesthetic. And I would not be putting my sticker of my name on something if it was ugly. I'm just telling you, it's really cute. Okay, let's get into it. How to get in the fall spirit. The first thing I want to say about this is that seasons are so fun. If we had the same season all year round, things would be so boring, okay? I feel like when we were younger, seasons felt so exciting because the parents around us, the teachers, the spaces that we were in were always decorated depending on what month it was. And that's what made it special. And honestly, props to all the adults in your life, the teachers that made these special events feel special, because without them, it wouldn't have been the way it was. And I feel like I always see people on TikTok feeling super nostalgic about like the old classrooms when they were decorated, or I remember doing crafts on certain seasons with music playing in the background, and then they would have like parties where they would bring candies and pastries, and it just felt like such a moment. And I feel like the older that you get, maybe you aren't in those environments where people put in effort to make the seasons happen. I could be wrong about this. I mean, I don't work a corporate job or like in an office, but maybe in offices, they make an effort to decorate it and they have like holiday parties and stuff. So maybe that feels a little bit more like the environment. But as somebody that works for myself, I feel like I've noticed that if I don't do anything for the season just won't feel like the season. So with that being said, we have to put in effort to make the season feel fun and just wholesome. So remember to embrace the beauty of this season. I think fall is such a beautiful transitional period, and it feels like the beginning of an era. As I said in an earlier episode, it's the beginning of a new grade for schools. It almost feels like a new year's for me when September happens. It's also the last like 4 or 3 months of the year where you need to get back on track and just focus on your goals before the year ends. And so I just think it's a very exciting time. But the first thing that you can do to embrace this season is to, of course, decorate your home. I, this week, am going to film my ultimate fall vlog. So if you guys want to watch that on my YouTube channel, it will definitely be there. And my plan is I'm going to go to a home decor store, probably like HomeSense or maybe Chapters Indigo, and buy some new throw blankets, some little pillows, and I think a big idea for me is to go to the thrift store because they always have such cute little glassware or candles or seasonal decorations that are super cheap. And I think that this is a really great option to do, especially because decorations are so freaking expensive. And I know right now is a time where people don't want to be spending their money for no reason. So I highly recommend going to the thrift store. Just this past week, I went to Value Village and I bought a whole bunch of Dia del Muerto little skeletons, which is Day of the Dead in Mexico. Obviously, that's more for Halloween, but they have the little skeletons that are painted. They're called calaveras in Spanish, but I just bought like 5 of them, which I feel like will be super cute because, you know, it's got a little piece of my culture, my family home, but it's also like fall and Halloween. So that's a cute decoration that I got. And I also feel like it would be super fun to have a little girls' night like painting them, because I know you can get plain ones at Michael's or something. But anyways, you can switch out some home decor for fall themed items, as well as using warm earthy colors and also incorporating things like pumpkins or leaves or candles into your home so that it just feels like a little fall oasis. I love buying candles and just making everything look warm and orange. And honestly, as long as something is those colors, it just feels fall. Like if you can find anything that's orange, brown, beige, all of those, it will feel like fall. You can also switch all your wallpapers to fall related pictures so that you just also get into the fall vibe of seeing fall all around you. And going off of the candles in your home, I highly recommend switching out all your scents for fall scents. You can definitely even get a diffuser and get little fall scented oils to add into that so that your house just smells so delicious and good. And also, even just by cooking, like, I mean, I was gonna talk about that next with fall baking and cooking, but if you are cooking with a lot of spices or baking with a lot of spices, your house will smell like the coziest aroma. Some fall scented candles or essential oils that you can use that are in the scents of cinnamon or apple or pumpkin spice will fill your space. Places like Bath and Body Works have great candles, as well as, like I said earlier, literally going to the thrift store, you can probably find some candles that are very inexpensive. And if they don't smell like a scent, at least you can probably find one that's like brown or white or orange. Another way that you can embrace the season is by switching up your regular recipes for ones that are actually for fall. I feel like I was really in my baking era last year and it was so fun. I got out of it because I was like, girl, you just be eating too much cake and cookies. But it was very fun and my house always smelled good. And again, if you're a content creator, I feel like leaning into the seasons is super helpful if you are in the need of new ideas or you're trying to give other people inspiration. I feel like they usually get a lot of views because people want to see like seasonal things to do. So I highly recommend baking things like pumpkin pie, apple pie, pumpkin bread, or butternut squash soups, and just soups in general. I feel like the switch from cold raw vegetables maybe in the summer, like salad rolls or salads, and switching to a little bit more carbs, a little bit more soup, a little bit more warm foods is exactly what we need in this season, especially when the nights are getting colder and the nights are starting earlier. It's like the last thing I want to be doing is eating some raw vegetables when all the lighting around me is cozy. I want to be cozied up with a grilled cheese and tomato soup, which I haven't done yet. But I also think if you live alone or you're like my age, it's super helpful to learn new recipes. I feel like if you challenge yourself to one new recipe a week, that can be a really big learning skill for you. I mean, if you don't know how to cook or you don't know how to bake, like that is a fundamental skill that we all should probably have. And although I feel like I can follow a recipe pretty well, I feel like it would be super wholesome to even make a little cookbook or a recipe book where it's all by hand and you can decorate it. I feel like that's even an activity of its own. And also, I feel like memorizing the recipes and like doing them often enough where I don't need to go buy a recipe is super cool because it would be like a little party trick. Like if someone says, I need to cook something or I need to bake something, and you pull up and say, I know a recipe by the top of my head, that is some brownie points for you. And I feel like that's what all parents do. But like Gen Z, low-key, I don't know how many of my friends I know a lot of recipes off the top of their head. So if one of them did come up to my house and just like whipped up something in the kitchen without looking at something, I would be very impressed. Speaking of having fall pouring in through every avenue we can have, listen to fall music. If you have Spotify, this is especially easy for you because I swear you could search up pumpkin skeleton cozy scary night in and I bet you there would be a playlist exactly for that niche. Like Spotify is the place to find the exact playlist you're looking for regardless of what the title is. So definitely listen to fall music as much as you can. I feel like soft indie is always the vibe for this. Or just watch fall movies. I feel like having a fall movie night or scary movie night is exactly what you need, especially you get some popcorn, you add some little fall M&Ms in there. It would just be the vibe and it'll just feel so cozy, especially if you do this with friends or this is the perfect solo activity. I know like yesterday I heard one of my friends send a video to me and she was like, I think tonight I'm gonna have a movie night by myself and really spend some time with myself watching movies and just getting in the vibe. And I thought it was so cute because I love that she deliberately set out an afternoon to spend by herself rather than just being like, oh, I have nothing to do tonight, so I'm gonna watch a movie tonight, or all my friends can't hang out, so I'm gonna have a movie night alone. It was actually, I am dedicating the afternoon to spending it with myself, which I thought was exactly the energy that we need. So that is super cute. The next thing that I wanted to say to romanticize the season and to really just fully embrace it and immerse yourself in it is to do the seasonal festivals that happen in your city or your town. There's usually like events being held by like the city and you can literally search it up like on your phone. For example, I would be searching up fall events in Vancouver and there's always so many things that you can go to. And I feel like this is such a fun activity to do alone or with a significant other or with friends or with family. Speaking of seasonal events and festivals and whatever, I know this doesn't apply to everyone, but October is actually National Hispanic Heritage Month. I'm really excited because I feel like this year I want to go to more events. And I know that at the end of the month, like the last few days of October and going into November, it's a bunch of Day of the Dead activities. So I really want to go to those. I want to ask my parents. I want to ask my boyfriend, my friends. And I feel like that would be a super fun way to learn more about the culture and to just do more Dia del Muerto things because I honestly didn't grow up doing that. But especially watching the movie Coco, I'm like, I want to learn more about it or go to these events because I feel like that would be so fun and very much something that can only be done at that time of year. So stay involved and do things that are going on in your city or town. There also may be local fall festivals or activities such as hay rides, corn mazes, or things like that. Another way that you can embrace the season is honestly by doing seasonal crafts. And I know that crafts seems like a juvenile word, I feel like. Like, unless you're not a DIY girly or like you regularly do DIYs, something about doing crafts just seems so random. But I used to love doing crafts. And I feel like most people are down to do them if they had the supplies set out for them. But when it feels like a lot of effort to set up, you're probably like, nah, who's gonna do that? Or for example, if you really want to, but your boyfriend, you assume, or like your significant other wouldn't want to do the craft, I bet you if you planned out the day and had it all set out, they would be happy to do it. Because again, we grew up doing that in school. So I think that would be super fun. There's probably so many cute little DIYs that you can search up on Pinterest or on YouTube. And they don't even have to be like childish ones. Like they could be ones that are actually functional, like making a wreath or making candles or painting wine glasses. Like all of those activities are super fun and feel very seasonal. Even going like pottery painting or pottery making, I feel like would be super fun. I bought these mini houses that you can make and it's so time consuming. They give you little wood, little materials, and you have to use a ruler and pliers and little pieces of wire, and you just make a little house and it's so intricate and detail oriented that it would take you hours and hours and hours. But something about doing that and watching Gilmore Girls, which is exactly what I did a few days ago, was just so relieving. And maybe a lot of you guys aren't phone addicts, okay? But as somebody who is unfortunately chronically online, because one, I'm addicted, and two, it's my job, doing activities that don't involve my phone feel really relaxing. Whenever I'm around friends, I actually don't really go on my phone and I don't feel the need to be on my phone. But whenever I'm alone, I always resort to going on my phone since I feel like that's how I get my sense of connection. But I really want to make an effort for myself this season, which is fall and winter, to do more activities that don't involve my phone when I'm alone. This could even be things like reading or learning how to knit or painting. Last year, I did a paint by number and that was really fun, even just watching a TV show at the same time. Even building a puzzle, I also did that in the summer, which was really fun with my boyfriend. But any of those activities, try to do do them and really be intentional about it. I feel like a really fun hobby or like a fun afternoon that you can do is to go get a seasonal drink, which is my next point, but to get a seasonal drink and go to like Chapters or Barnes and Nobles or like a bookstore like that and go see if there's an activity that you can buy, whether that be a book or a puzzle or any of the things I just listed, and have that be your goal to finish by the end of the season. You can pick up this new hobby and do it while you're watching your new show or a new seasonal movies, and you're gonna feel so relieved and excited when you're finished it. Again, hobbies are so important to have, and ask yourself right now, if someone was to ask you what your hobbies are, would you be able to have a good response? Because this question gets brought up a lot, I feel like, and sometimes when I'm not in a hobby era, I find it so embarrassing to say that I don't have a hobby. So if that is you right now, make a conscious effort to pick up something new. And you know what? Actually, this past weekend, as I said earlier, was Thanksgiving dinner, and I went to my boyfriend's house, and his mom had a bunch of like brain games, and we were playing a bunch of them just for fun, and I didn't realize how much my brain needed a little bit of stimulation. So honestly, I kind of want to buy some of those brain games, and I feel like something like that is even fun, just to literally stimulate your brain, because not only am I telling you guys that it's embarrassing to not have hobbies, but I don't want to be old and have like brain issues, so it's probably a good thing to stimulate your brain and your hands and just everything. This might seem like an obvious point for some people, but I know that for others it isn't. So that's all I have to say on that. Now, as I was talking about seasonal beverages, I feel like that's a big point to romanticize the season. This is the perfect time to enjoy your hot apple cider or pumpkin spice lattes or other seasonal drinks at your local coffee shops or to make at home. Coffee shops in general just feel like fall to me. So if you can explore your city or town or area through all their coffee shops, definitely do that. Pastries are so fun, and they usually have seasonal pastries and stuff. And also, if you're from Vancouver, you can get yourself a little Fernanda's pumpkin latte at House Concepts. And the last point I want to say to overall remember to romanticize the season is to just get outside. Honestly, it's better to just embrace the season rather than being angry at it. And by this, I mean, instead of being annoyed that it's raining or it's cloudy or it's cold, just enjoy it and go outside and bundle up. And I feel like I don't really mind the season when I'm prepared for it. Like when I have a great hair day and I go outside and it's raining, yeah, I'm freaking annoyed. But if I have a great hair day and I bring an umbrella and I'm all cozy in a new jacket and I'm just outside, I don't mind it. So make it a moment rather than dreading what it is. And another example of this could be like you're walking to the grocery store and it's so rainy and cold. Instead of hating the situation, get some earphones on and like pretend you're in a movie, walking around, crunching on the leaves. Like just make it feel more special than hating it. Now that we talked about all of those ways that you can really get into the fall spirit, I want to talk about some fall must-haves or fall 2023 trends for this year, because I love fashion and I love trends and participating in them is fun. And I know it can be a little bit intimidating or kind of annoying, honestly, the fact that trends switch so quickly. And, you know, I feel like we're in a time where not everybody just wants to be buying and replacing, and it's honestly not even a good thing to be doing that. But you can thrift all of these items, and if not, you can maybe take one or two of them as inspiration. You definitely don't.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Need to go out and buy all of these things that I'm saying, but maybe you already have these things in your closet, or maybe you want to participate in the trend, or maybe you have things that you can upcycle, etc. So I've compiled a list of my 2023 must-haves for the fall. These are things that I read that were on Vogue, they were on Who What Wear, they were on Glamour, all these different magazines, and I've also noticed it on my TikTok, on my Instagram. I feel like I follow a lot of influencers, and I scroll on Pinterest a lot, so I'm usually up to date with what is currently trending. But let's just go through the list. The first trend we have, this is so funny because it's literally a color, but it is red. Red is the color of the season. This also goes with maroon, okay? So red and maroon. This could be in your nails. This could be in little cardigans or sweaters or shoes or your bags, in accessories. Red is just the color of the season, and if you can get your hand on a little red accessory, then you'll look like the it girl, okay? I especially feel like red nails would be so fun. I've never done that before, so I really want to partake in that, but maybe a little bit after my birthday. And actually, speaking of my birthday, I'm definitely going to get a little white dress and wear like a red bag and red shoes, so that's how I'm going to incorporate that in there. Moving on, we have ballet flats, which I know, I used to be a big hater of ballet flats, and you know, I used to wear them when I was younger, actually, so I guess I'd just be switching with the trends, because I love them, then I hated them, now I love them, okay? But I especially like them when they're rounded on the top, or maybe a little bit pointy, and they have a little bow. I think that is super cute. They just add a little bit of femininity to your outfits, and I think it's super cute. And also, speaking of bows, you have probably seen this all over your feed, whether that be on TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest, or whatever, but bows are everywhere. Bow in your hair, a bow attached to your bag, like a little ribbon, just everywhere. I feel like this really came with the rise of the ballet corps, Pilates princess corps, coquette corps. Oh, actually, okay, guys, I made a room transformation coquette, and I kept saying in the video, this is my coquette room transformation, and everybody trolled me because it's supposed to be coquette, maybe not coquette. I don't know, okay? Anyways, bows. Bows are all the hype right now. So get yourself some ribbon from the dollar store, from Target, from London Drugs, from Michaels, and just start putting bows on everything, okay? Even bow little earrings are super cute. The next thing is pointed toe heels or little kitten heels. This has been the hype for a while now, but they're so cute and they look so good when you're wearing jeans and you just have a little point sticking out at the end. I will say though, my foot health is probably not ideal since they are now shaped in a point, and my friend that is very obsessed with nature and grounding and like using her bare feet is telling me that this is the worst decision ever because I'm probably gonna grow freaking bunions. That is so embarrassing, but they're so cute. Just know all the fashion girlies will be getting bunions by the year 2040. Continuing on, the next big trend I've been seeing is having cardigans, but only buttoning the first button at the top and leaving the rest of the cardigan open. I see Matilda Jerf do this all the time, and it's super cute. And just little preppy Chanel inspired cardigan jackets are just super cute and very trending this year. I've seen them all over Paris Fashion Week and New York Fashion Week. Low-rise denim, obviously a big trend this past year, as with low-rise cargo pants, as well as New Balances for shoes, and Adidas Sambas has been a big trend for a while. They're a pair of sneakers. I personally bought some at the beginning of September, and I really do love them. Also, some Mary Janes, which is a type of shoes. You can search them up if you're not familiar with them, but they're super cute, and they look really cute with tights, which tights is another trend that I've been seeing everywhere, specifically tights that are almost a little bit opaque, which I think is different, but actually very cute. Another big trend this next season is having more structured and a little modest outfits. This comes with the Sofia Richie aesthetic, and it's not new by any means, but it's just, I feel like we've seen a rise in that, wearing little structured dresses, especially also with a lot of influencers going to all these tennis games. I feel like they've all been dressing like this specific way, very like neutral, structured, high neck, modest. Another one that's huge is metallic shoes, metallic bags. I feel like Zara does this a lot. Also off the shoulder in general, whether that be sweaters or sweater dresses. I love a little shoulder moment, and even putting highlight on your shoulders and your collarbones is so subtle and sexy. Like, it's so cute. The next one that I saw on Vogue is actually the work aesthetic, which is really random, but it's wearing like little glasses and blazers and button-ups, even pencil skirts, and I guess Mary Janes, ballet flats, just the little working aesthetic. I know that sounds really weird, but it's literally what I saw on like Vogue, okay? Another shoe trend is sleek slingbacks. This is a type of heel, but they could be like black or something. Also denim on denim, especially dark wash denim. I feel like that's a big thing for the fall. Same with lace. I think in the summer, a big trend was having lacy items that were almost see-through. So I guess that's kind of the opposite of the modest look, but that is super fun if you want to play into that for the fall. Also, relaxed trench coats are huge, which is no surprise. I feel like that's always a trend in the fall and the winter, but I recently just bought a leather one from the Aritzia Warehouse sale and I love it. I can't wait to style it more throughout this next season. Another one is ankle skimming maxi skirts. I feel like I don't have that many ankle skimming ones, so I definitely want to play into that more. Knee-high boots is a big one as well. And the last one is just short hair. I feel like I've seen a rise in short hair. My friend is actually literally getting her hair cut as we speak, and she's getting a black sleek little bob, and I'm so excited to see how it turns out. So if you're feeling bold, cut your hair. I recently just put my extensions back in, but I literally got them cut, so they're not as long as they used to be, and I only added them in because extensions just make your hair so much thicker. It is so easy to curl them, but it is a pain. So I actually am really excited to get them out, but I'm gonna wait until after my birthday and Halloween. But anyways, those are all the trends that I have for you this fall. If you guys wear any of these, because I said this in the podcast, make sure that you tag me because I want to see how you guys style these trends. And remember, you don't have to follow trends. I know whenever I speak of trends, I always get comments or DMs or whatever of people being like, you don't have to do these trends. Just be yourself. You don't need to do what they say. But it's like, guys, you don't have to do it if you don't want to do it. This is just for fun. You can take what you want. You don't have to switch up your entire personality to fit an aesthetic. But if your personality happens to like one of the trends, there is nothing wrong with that. So yeah, keep that in mind. I don't want to see any of those DMs telling me that just be myself, because this is just fun. And I feel like especially if you're into fashion and stuff, it's fun to play into trends. Now, I don't want this episode to last too long, but the last little section of this episode is we're going to talk about some fall bucket list ideas that you guys can do this season and before it ends, because like I said earlier, you have to make these fall things happen. You have to put in effort. You have to plan the dates. Otherwise, the season will escape you. So starting off with number one, an easy one that I didn't touch on this episode already is go on a fall foliage tour, which means driving or taking a hike to see the changing leaves. I feel like this is really easy to do if you live in a city and there is like fallen leaves on the ground and you need to get to work or to your workout or to see a friend or whatever. Take the nice drive. Take the one where you know it's scenic and beautiful, or walk there so you can actually crunch on the leaves yourselves and just take a moment to appreciate the changing leaves, because before you know it, they will be on the ground, they will be dead, and winter will mean little leafless trees. So enjoy them while you can. Another fun activity that you can do is go apple picking. My friend Trinity, she just posted a few photos of her apple picking and they turned out so cute. She had a little red ribbon in her hair and I wanted to be there. I was FOMOing, so I definitely want to do that, as well as just going to the pumpkin patch. Another thing that you can do is watch Gossip Girl or Gilmore Girls or any of those fall shows and bake some cinnamon buns at the same time. I want to do that right now. Like, I want to experience that. Another one is to go horseback riding if you can. I feel like this is such a fun fall activity. I don't know why. I haven't been horseback riding in such a long time, and in fact, I cried when I did it, so I don't know if I would actually enjoy this, but it's giving fall. It's giving horseback riding aesthetic, old money aesthetic. Okay, another one is to host a bonfire in your backyard if you're able to, and just do some s'mores and tell spooky stories. I feel like that's such a cliche thing to do, but that would be kind of funny. Like, I want to do that right now. Another thing you can do is make a little cozy reading nook. I personally do have a little cozy chair, and I feel like adding some books, some candles, cozy blankets just to that area would be super cute, so that whenever I want to read, I know that's my designated reading chair. Another thing you can do is make caramel apples, or just eat one in general. I used to do this all the time with my family. It was a lot of work, honestly, but it was fun to do. And I feel like it's a very fall thing. So that could be a vibe. You can also visit a haunted house. I know here in Vancouver, we have Fright Nights, which is like a horror amusement park type of vibe. And I haven't done that in like 4 years now. Oh, I remember the days of going with like a mixed group of girls and guys at the age of like freaking 14 and scarily holding hands, but I miss that. I need to relive that. Another thing you can do is carve pumpkins, which I would love to do. And if you are gonna carve the pumpkin, make sure to roast the pumpkin seeds, which I feel like is super fun, probably make your house smell so good. And I haven't even had pumpkin seeds in a really long time, so I really wanna do that. Another idea is to host a dinner for your friends. I know Thanksgiving just happened, so like Friendsgiving probably doesn't apply, but if you're listening to this before American Thanksgiving in November, definitely host a Friendsgiving. Literally last year, I actually hosted a Friendsgiving for the November Thanksgiving just because I felt like doing it and I was like, why not, even though I'm not American. And that was super wholesome. Another thing you can do with your friends or with your mom or by yourself is to go have a fall photo shoot. I always go with my friends on little photo shoots and we'll bring outfits and drive around to different locations and change in the car and have little photo shoots. And it's so much fun because it gives you the excuse to go and do things that you maybe wouldn't do regardless. And it's a fun way to catch up. And again, if you're a content creator, a good way to get content. Another thing you can do is make a boo basket. Okay, this is really random, but I've been seeing this on TikTok a lot, and it's like a little Halloween basket with snacks and maybe fuzzy socks or little fall Halloween treats. And you can give it to a friend, you can give it to a significant other. If you are a mom listening to this, I don't know how many moms I have, but like making a little basket for your child, I feel like that would be super fun and cute and such a way for them to feel like this season is such a special time. As I was doing my research, I see everywhere that you should go to a football game, and I didn't even know that this was like football season, but if you've got football games around you, I would go to that. That would be so fun. And as someone that doesn't know anything about sports, you can still go talk the whole time, get some little food stand food, and just enjoy the enthusiasm and the crowd and the environment and try to learn a little bit about the sport. I'm gonna look into that and see if there's actually a football game in my area, because I would love to do that with a friend. Also guys, because Halloween is coming up, make sure that you plan your costumes, make plans for Halloween, listen to Halloween music. I want to listen to the Monster Mash right now. Anyways, last but not least, is to go on a little bike ride, because this is the perfect way to see a lot of the scenic views around you and such a good workout. And I always listen to my earphones when I'm going bike riding, which I don't know if is the safest thing, but it's so fun. But anyways, yeah, that was my fall related episode for A Better You. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. This was really fun to film and fun to talk. And I hope you guys enjoyed listening to it and felt the spooky fall Gilmore Girl, Gossip Girl vibes listening to this. And one more thing, I might as well just say it in here. The last thing that you can do, which is my favorite hobby, is to go on Pinterest and scroll for hours and make yourself the perfect fall vision board, Pinterest board aesthetic, because it feels like you're levitating and diving into a dimension that is just in your phone. It feels great. It is the definition of romanticizing and seeing the ultimate aesthetic photos. Or watch my videos, my fall related content. But anyways, I love you guys. I will talk to you guys next week. And this is my last episode being a 21-year-old. I'm scared. Okay, next time I talk to you guys, I'm gonna be 22 years old. That's freaking crazy. My birthday's on October 14th, by the way. Don't forget it. It's a national holiday. Okay, I love you. Goodbye. Mwah.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.